This is Marketplace. I'm Tess Vigeland. The value of money tends to drop as time goes on. We call that inflation. But the value of art usually appreciates over the years. Robin Amer has the story of one artist's attempt to bridge that gap.
22 cents is your change. There's your receipt.
A man walks into a UPS store in Providence, Rhode Island, intending to buy some shipping supplies.
I'm wondering if I could trade you some art for these.
Trade me some art.
He reaches into his wallet and pulls out a wad of yellow and violet banknotes.
It's art currency.
Art currency. Now, what would I do with art currency?
Well, you could try to buy something else with it, or you could keep it.
Much as I'd like to do that, we're not allowed to do that.
No.
We can't barter. Yeah, bartering would be fun, but not allowed.
The artist is Alec Thibodeau, and the art currency is nunny. That's nunny with an N, as in none, as in each note has the denomination zero, which tends to confuse people.
That was a fairly common reaction. But sometimes if I think people don't really quite know where I'm coming from, I'll try to frame it a little bit differently so that they don't think that I'm trying to scam them somehow, which I'm not. I'm just giving them a choice.
Thibodeau created Nunny, depicting ordinary Rhode Islanders posing with their favorite bird and vegetable, like William with a mockingbird and a potato. The artist released 10,000 hand-printed Nunny notes, and people have been using them in malls and small stores, as gifts or as trades. Thibodeau sees Nunny as an experiment in the value of currency and bartering.
It's a currency like any other, but it's backed by art rather than backed by metal. The art that backs the currency also happens to be the currency notes themselves.
At White Electric, an independent coffee shop in town, owner Jed Arkley accepted Nunny in purchases, but couldn't figure out how to use it again.
I didn't give them to our employees in tips, or I didn't give them in change. I tried it a couple times, but most people are like, nah, I want real money.
Nunny may have hit a snag in the States, but it's made its way all over the world, thanks in part to Thibodeau's website. Nunny's turned up in Canada, France, Mexico, and several former Soviet countries, to name a few. Anna Nikiforova, a computer programmer who lives in the Russian city Taganrog, traded Thibodeau a box of Russian nesting dolls for some Nunny. Now she carries Nunny in her wallet at all times. When taking a cab, she'll often pay her fare in rubles, but tip the driver in Nunny.
I know a lot of people who say thanks that way, who present Nunny to people who do something for him.
Has anyone been angry and said, this isn't real money, I can't take this?
No. They laugh because it's very strange for our country, maybe.
Nikiforova hopes someday a stranger will offer her Nunny, which will turn out to be the same Nunny she once gave someone else. She's written down all the serial numbers just in case. In Providence, I'm Robin Amer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, where I'll take my paycheck in dollars, I'm Tess Vigeland. Thanks for being with us.